snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, September 11th, 2020, the 19th anniversary of September 11, 2001. Not that we want to mark time by that, but some interesting things have happened in the last 19 years in particular. And just when you think it can't get any weirder, guess what? 2020 arrives. And everything is completely disoriented and disorienting, I would say. So here we are, and we'll talk about that a little bit today. I'm going to take a different tact and
all my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call.
This is a different problem. It's symptomatically different than anything that I'm familiar with that we've experienced recently. Things were going well, and then they weren't. So that's par for the course. It's September 11, 2020. So I was saying I don't want to focus on that. You know, we don't necessarily want to mark time by September 11, 2001, but we have to acknowledge, I think, that things have been strange in the last, you know, things have been, we've seen some strange things over the last 19 years, and just when you think it can't get any weirder or any stranger, it does. And so what I was saying was, before we were interrupted, is that rather than to focus on the 9/11 aspect of, you know, things and what has been happening in the last several years, this year in particular, I think I will take a different tack and talk about kind of a higher level of what's been happening and why, and for longer than the last 19 years. And this is a difficult thing because I think to talk about it is sort of, you know, it can play into the revelation of the method kind of stuff, the bad guy, occult, esoteric stuff. But we're all adults, so I think that we can decide for ourselves. If you think it's worth listening and investigating, then we'll leave it at that, and if not, then I understand, and so we'll treat each other like adults. But I think it's interesting, you know, in simple terms, what's been going on in the last 250 years or so is an effort to draw everyone into a grand plan. Make everyone participants. You know, the Shakespearean concept that we've talked about. You know, all the world is a stage and everyone is an actor. Everyone needs to be an actor. Everyone needs to play their part. That's, you know, the 9/11 scenario. Is definitely in full effect as far as that's concerned. So, interesting. All right, so talk about this a little bit. Daniel 2:21. Here's what's been happening in the last 250 years. You know, God establishes authority. You see in passages like Daniel 2:21, it is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. And that's an interesting concept. We've seen knowledge increase. Daniel talks about that in Daniel chapter 12. But, you know, God is the one who removes kings and establishes kings. Well, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 are interesting passages, parallel passages, about the devil basically saying, I will become, you know, I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. I can do what you can do. Anything you can do, I can do better, that kind of thing. So now we're seeing the remaking of the world, but it's really not a new thing. It's the old thing. And, you know, I've talked about how the Lucius Trust work of the hierarchy discusses progressives and conservatives, and progress is actually in an Orwellian, you know, doublespeak term that actually means regression. It's regressive, regressing back to Genesis chapter 6 through Genesis chapter 11. And so when you take that concept, you know, that God, he removes kings and establishes kings, and the controversial parallel passage, you know, like Romans 13 chapter opens, verse 1 reads, every person is to be in subjection to the government, to the governing authorities. This is, again, particularly in the post 9/11 era, this has been very controversial. We've had many Romans 13 discussions on this network, and, you know, in this sort of you know, the conversational milieu of you know, patriot talk, so to speak. So Romans 13:1 reads, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. And this is, you know, and obviously it continues, but this is a very controversial passage in light of what's going on. And there's been much discussion about this. But what happened about 250 years ago was that some guys got together and decided that they would, in satanic fashion, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, you know, anything you can do, I can do better. They would start deposing and installing authorities themselves. And you fast forward to James Corbett's Big Oil series, and this concept of the new divine right of kings. You know, this idea of divine right of kings has been an excuse for all kinds of, you know, all manner of evil and mistreatment of people. Well, you know, Romans 13 says there is no authority other than that installed by God. Therefore, if you want to obey God, you will obey me. And so, you know, you can see where, as Lord Acton said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, comes in. And, you know, as James Corbett pointed out, eugenics essentially became the new divine right of kings. And so, you know, the eugenicists were the new kings by this process of intrigue and so forth, deposing monarchies around the world, or folding them into this plan, and then allowing the eugenicists to sort of install themselves as the new kings. And eugenics is the new divine right of kings in a pagan, you know, atheist sort of world, a world with an atheistic bent. And evolution is an interesting concept. The Lucius Trust has a lot to say about that. Alice Bailey channeled some works about, you know, that included the concept of evolution, and I'll touch on some of that. But that's kind of what's been happening. And it's an older plan than just the last 19 years. But what we've been seeing, and particularly recently, this year, all folds into that plan. I think it's important that people know about it. I've touched on some of it recently, but we'll talk about more of it today. Stick around, I'll be right back after the short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Good morning. Good morning. We were doing a rebroadcast there for a minute, and we're live this Friday, September 18th, 2020. And so welcome to Road Warrior Radio. We will circle back around to the question of the week, I guess. Does voting matter? Et cetera, et cetera. Which was kind of the subject of Monday's broadcast, Monday the 14th of September 2020. So I asked the question, and we'll circle back around, and all of this subject matter that, you know, kind of the little path that we weaved brought us here. And I want to begin today's broadcast perhaps with a couple of quotes. The last couple of days I've mentioned William Sargent in particular, and, you know, a lot of these guys were contemporaries. There was a lot of stuff written in the same time period. Aaron Melissa Dykes talk about the Cold War era, you know, and people finally get it, you know. So some people finally get, you know, the cold, you say, you know, the Cold War era was a complete put up job. And, you know, I say, yes, Anthony Sutton proved that in his work. And he was very scholarly and meticulous in his research. But for what purpose? And I would say generally kind of the same thing that we see happening today. You know, it's the ratcheting up of the national security apparatus. You know, I read from an article recently, you know, there's this responsibility to protect nonsense, that mantra that we hear. So a friend sends me this, which was published yesterday. CNN, Chiefs fan who attended game tests positive for COVID, and now everyone who sat near them is in quarantine. So we have a responsibility to protect. You know, and that's going to overshadow everything else that we do. You're not free anymore. We have a responsibility to protect each other, and that that means that everything else is subordinate. Whether this thing is real or imagined, I saw a bunch of headlines late yesterday that were floating around now. You know, apparently the case numbers in Europe are skyrocketing, and it's terrifying. It's more dangerous than you think. So you should be afraid, be very afraid. But it all comes back to this idea of the responsibility to protect in all things, not just COVID. So that will start to supplant everything else in people's minds if it has not already. And this concept becomes a license to steal, a license to do anything. Because, you know, under the specious guise of protecting folks, now we're going to, you know, this kind of surreptitious justification will be used to do all kinds of crazy things. Like, for example, you know, the article about the Chiefs fan who tested positive for COVID-19. You know, there's nobody at the game already. This is having a devastating effect on work. And I mentioned stories that, you know, I sort of counted some, I guess, a general story that I've heard several times. You know, somebody gets tested for whatever reason, tests positive, and, you know, there's this militant approach to wanting to contact trace these people. Some capitulate and sort of relent for a period of time, and then the next thing you know, somebody else gets a call. You know, basically a person randomly starts kind of naming names, so to speak, turns into an informant. And the next thing you know, people are getting calls saying, you know, you have to stay at home for 14 days. What are you talking about? Well, so-and-so tested positive and they named you. Only to discover subsequently, you know, the person tests negative a couple of times. And so what do you do about that? And that destroys livelihoods in the process. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
Welcome back. So, a lot of these guys were contemporaries who were studying, you know, mind manipulation, you know, mind control, brainwashing, social engineering, cybernetics, you know, steersmanship. A lot of these guys were contemporaries. I mentioned William Sargent recently, last couple of days. What's his name up north? Cameron. Donald Ewan Cameron, who at one point, as I usually say whenever I mention Donald Ewan Cameron, I swear about 10 years ago, I stumbled onto some kind of evidence that Cameron is related to James Cameron. Can't find that anymore. Haven't really gone back to look for it either. So a lot of these guys were contemporaries, or their research overlapped. You know, William Sargent talked about being able to study under Ivan Pavlov. And, you know, the bad stuff was happening around the turn of the 20th century. And then you fast forward to, you know, I mean, there was some stuff happening during World War One, and you had a contingent of folks, the eugenics bent, international industrialists funding this kind of research all around the world. By the time you get to World War Two, it's happening everywhere. You know, I've talked about Unit 731, for example, and how the research was sort of offshored to the places where you could get it done without the kind of human rights, the implications of human rights violations, you know, that we might have here, even though we had eugenics stuff going on here at home. And then after the Second World War, you know, the worst of that research was re-imported back here. And it's the same kind of thing. I mean, we're dealing with the COVID stuff right now, and there have been countless discussions about how the research that was defunded here, you know, David E. Martin does a good job of talking about really drawing to a very clear and concise point. The research that stopped here that should be considered a crime against humanity was then offshored over to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Because, you know, you can get away with it there. And so I would say it's really no different. So, I mean, there was overlap, and you know, a lot of these guys were contemporaries. Again, William Sargent studies under Ivan Pavlov. You have guys like John B. Watson, Norbert Wiener, of course, B.F. Skinner. You know, Norbert Wiener, the cybernetic contingent, Skinner, the Skinner box, William Sargent, Donald Ewan Cameron, and many others. A. Stafford Beer. And many, many others who were very, very thorough and systematic. You know, and of course, like Bernays mentions, and, you know, Bernays, another contemporary, Bernays mentions, for example, in Propaganda, this is 1928, so, you know, he mentions Walter Lippmann, Gustav Le Bon, and Wilhelm Trotter, right? So, you know, and Walter Lippmann was one of those guys who, very, very powerful and influential. And there was this effort to do exactly what Wilfred Trotter, excuse me. this effort to do exactly what Bernays wrote about in Propaganda back in 1928. So in Propaganda, you know, the opening words of the first chapter, actually, let me read a couple of excerpts from a couple of things just to sort of draw these things together. You know, Bernays, The Engineering of Consent. You know, that really just kind of sums it up. So the couple of excerpts, pulling chapter 1 and chapter 4 together in Bernays' Propaganda, published in 1928. This is nearly 100 years ago. And there have been all kinds of excuses, and this research was reinvigorated, and it's the same kind of garbage. You know, again, it's the stuff that Dr. Martin Seligman says, oh, we just happened upon this. No, this had been going on for decades. I guarantee you Seligman was at University of Pennsylvania. The CIA was on the periphery somewhere with plausible deniability. In Martin Seligman's research there in the late 1960s at University of Pennsylvania, in the learned helplessness research. Because it's the same stuff. And so that is a link forward to, you know, the torture, extraordinary rendition stuff, all of this. You know, people don't realize this idea that you could, the chimerical notion that you could coerce confessions and information from people when it's suggested, and you have the handler in the periphery. I'll just give you a couple of entries here in a second. And even bad guys know about this. You know, Cass Sunstein, of all people, wrote an article for the New York Book Review titled, It Can't Happen Here. Or excuse me, It Can't Happen Here. It Can't Happen Here is Milton Mayer's book. Anyway, no, that's, they thought there were three. Thought they were free. Can't Happen Here was, what's his name? Back in 35, right? Isn't that? It was, oh gosh, what's his name? Sinclair Lewis. But Cass Sunstein wrote an article titled, It Can Happen Here, excuse me. Subtitle, Many Accounts of the Nazi Period Depict a Barely Imaginable Series of Events. A nation gone mad. That makes it easy to take comfort in the thought that it can't happen again. So even Cass Sunstein, you know, he opens by talking about Milton Mayer's 1955 classic, They Thought They Were Free, and, you know, tells the story, talked about this many times, usually about now is when we play Jordan Peterson's appearance on Jocko Willink's podcast, How a Totalitarian State is Actually Formed. So Cass Sunstein also mentioned Sebastian Hafner's Defying Hitler, a memoir. And then, of course, they include a photo, you know, in the article, a protest against the election of Trump outside the U.S. Embassy, London, November 2016. And, you know, Trump looks like he's depicted, he's sort of made up in Hitler fashion with a little Nazi on his, or a swastika on his red tie. And there are a number of other accounts, you know. For instance, Sunstein also includes Konrad Jarausch's Broken Lives, How Ordinary Germans Experienced the 20th Century. And so the point is, Now, these are just a few examples, and of course, the article is written from Cass Sunstein's uniquely progressive, I would say, you know, Luciferian or satanic perspective, Marxist. It's interesting how that works. You know, I've mentioned Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed, which is a great book in uncovering the oppressor-oppressed paradigm and really shining a bright light on that. But then, you know, the answer is Marxism. Workers of the world unite. No, that's not the answer. So, even bad guys know, but bad guys have been studying this, trying to engineer this kind of stuff for a long time. So two quotes, drawing Bernays' propaganda published in 1928, drawing from chapter one, the opening words of chapter one, and then the opening words of chapter four. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We should just pause for a moment and let that sink in. He continued, "We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of." And as I usually say, he was not guessing, because he was hired by these people. He was the idol of, you know, folks like Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels. So continuing, an excerpt from chapter 4, "The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulating or by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. Studies of the group mind established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. So the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it?" In the next paragraph, he answers, "The recent practice of propaganda has proved that it is possible." So skipping ahead, you know, I mentioned again William Sargent, and from his Battle for the Mind, A Physiology of Conversion and Brainwashing, published in 1957. You know, Bertrand Russell probably should be thrown in. I mean, lots of these guys, Bertrand Russell, Impact of Science on Society, obviously, same kind of stuff. You know, that was published in 52. Huxley, you know, had much to say on this, and he was, you know, a lot of his work was referenced as well. And, of course, you know, sort of culminating in Huxley's Ultimate Revolution speech, how did he know? He's like, you know, we have all these methods, these crazy methods of getting people to, you know, do what we want and think that it's their idea and love their servitude and, you know, love a condition that by all other standards would be horrific, should be intolerable. Pretty crazy. I think that was, what, 62? Because they'd been studying it for decades. You know, Larkin, Texas reminds us of Yevgeny Zamyatin's We, and that was kind of the magnum opus, I guess, of that genre of dystopian sci-fi. And so you have an entire genre of literature that grows up. Wikipedia, let's see, adaptations, yeah. And, you know, so Legacy, Huxley's Brave New World, Ayn Rand's Anthem, George Orwell's 1984, Kurt Vonnegut's Player Piano, William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson's Logan's Run, Ursula K. Le Guin's The Dispossessed, Vladimir Nabokov's Invitation to a Beheading. And We was published in 1924, I believe. First English edition, actually. Written in 1920 and 21. And so, you know, for 40 years, they're studying, well, actually more than 40 years, they're studying this stuff. And finally, Aldous Huxley says, well, you know. Yeah, stick around, we'll be right back.
.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to constitutionontrial.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours. These days are ours. Step them with me. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast is Friday, September 18th, 2020. So the other quote from William Sargent, from Sargent's, two quotes actually, two excerpts, from Sargent's Battle for the Mind, A Physiology of Conversion and Brainwashing. That's at least somewhat honest. So Sargent wrote, much human behavior, and this, you know, on the heels of what Bernays wrote in 28. So, you know, this had been systematically studied for about 50 years by the time Bernays wrote Propaganda. Because there were the forerunners. You know, Charlotte Isserby, for example, mentions Wilhelm Wundt, who was a sort of Skinnerian forerunner. These kinds of guys. The sociologists now. So Wilhelm Maximilian Wundt was a physiologist, philosopher, and professor known today as one of the founders of modern psychology. And of course, you know, you have Bernays' uncle, Sigmund Freud. We would be remiss if we didn't mention Freud. You mention Le Bon, you can't mention Le Bon and Wundt without mentioning Freud. And then, you know, we get to, and then of course, Nietzsche and Jung and, before you know it, we're at the pleasure principle to draw you in, and then the power principle is kind of where we are now. Arthur Schopenhauer also. So there's a lot of research that went into studying the brain, you know, and behavior and how it works so that we can reverse engineer it and socially engineer it and make it seem like it's your idea in cybernetic fashion. We just call it steersmanship. It's influence. So Sargent wrote, much human behavior is the result of the conditioned behavior patterns implanted in the brain, especially during childhood. These may persist almost unmodified, but more often become gradually adapted to changes of environment. But the older the person, the less easily he can improvise new conditioned responses to such changes. You know, old dog, new tricks. The tendency then is to make the environment fit his or her increasingly perceptible responses, or excuse me, predictable responses. The tendency then is to make the environment fit his or her increasingly predictable responses. I guess I'll finish that on the other side of the break. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.